Previously on Barefoot Boys, the semi-final of the 1911 IFA Shield between Mohun Bagan and 1st Middlesex Regiment of Damdam. The score read 1-1. The match was a tie. So, a replay. But thankfully, a new referee, H.G. Puller. The morning dawned. Again, thousands of Bengalis filled the stand. Again, millions of hopes were pinned to 11 boys. But this time, rain reared its head again. And a muddy, slishy, sloshy, slippery field was once again at Mohun Bagan's disposal. And predictably, the Barefoot Boys slished and sloshed and slipped from the very first minute. From Luminary, this is Barefoot Boys, a podcast about an Indian football team that went toe-to-toe with the British and against all odds emerged as a national symbol. A symbol that told a country fighting for independence, we can win. I'm Konkona Sen Sharma.
Deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Welcome to day two of the semi-final. Middlesex taking full advantage and dominating these early exchanges.
Mohun Bagan defended, and just barely, for the majority of the first half.
Hiralal has been busy, but Bhuti, Hiralal, Rajan and Mammahan have supported him well.
At the other end, whenever Kanu took shots, Pigott blocked them.
Abhilash slips past Eden and lashes onto a pass by Shibdas. Habul Sarkar joins the fray.
Habul Sarkar, ace striker, master dribbler. Like most of the other players, he had a day job. He worked as a clerk in the licensing department of the Calcutta Municipal Corporation. Habul was from the Maniktola area of Calcutta. Does the name ring a bell? Yes, Maniktola was the same neighbourhood as the garden house headquarters of the Onushilan Shomiti. Could Habul have known then what was happening in his para, his neighbourhood? How secret were the secret operations of the Onushilan Shomiti? Here's Professor Shogota Bhaduri of Jawaharlal Nehru University.
I would be very surprised if people in the locality would not have known that this is the general meeting place of such prominent figures like Aurobindo Ghosh and Barin Ghosh, etc., and all the revolutionaries. So I don't think it would have been that much of a secret hideout, at least to the local population.
It gives me a little shiver to think of the number of crossroads that people confronted at the time. Go left, football player. Go right, revolutionary. Okay, that's enough of that. Back to the match.
Abhilash slips past Eden and lashes onto a pass by Shibdas. Habul Sarkar joins the fray. And with a few minutes left for half-time, this will be a terrible time to concede for Middlesex. Sergeant Pigott jumps over the ball and... Oh, he misses it! Oh, dear, Eden slips to cover his keeper.
Abhilash Ghosh lost his footing. His foot landed on Pigott's forehead and it was a bloody mess.
Pickett seems to be bleeding profusely. One of his eyes is wrapped and covered with a bandage. Doctors patched him up as he lay there unconscious.
Pickett played the rest of the match with a concussion and Middlesex just imploded.
Shibdas, Bijoidas and Hubble are now playing through the middle of the pitch.
Last 10 minutes.
Back with the ball, Shibdas cleverly evades the last two Middlesex defenders, passes it to Hubble, who kicks it, and oh! My word.
With the Middlesex resistance broken, the dying minutes of the match were a mere formality. The second goal came immediately after the first.
And the ball is stolen from Middlesex. Shibdas is again at the end of it, but this time he's going for it alone, and he's sprinting to the goal. He lets loose, and 2-0 to Mohan Bagan.
If that wasn't enough, in the final moments, Tyndale, the Middlesex right-back, conceded a free kick. Kanu stepped up to take the set piece.
Jitendranath Roy steps with minutes to go. Will this be another nail in the Middlesex coffin? Revenge against Middlesex for their very unusual goal from the first day? Let's find out. He's moving down the right. Oh, he takes a sharp turn and lets go, and he slots it in.
Another match, another Kanu moment.
3-0, and Bagan have destroyed Middlesex in the second half. They have done the unthinkable. No Indian team has reached the final before. The crowds are overjoyed. You could probably hear them in London.
This is Dr. Kaushik Bondhopadhyay again.
And one of the themes of conversation everywhere, in the tram cars, in offices, in the public spaces, that where the Bengali babus, Bengali people congregated most, was the rout of the king's soldiers in boots and shoes by barefooted Bengali lads. So it was a moment of great joy. It was a moment of a kind of reaching an apex feeling about beating the masters in their own game and providing a reverse seat to the British, who always considered themselves to be invincible.
The rout of the booted king soldiers by barefooted Bengali lads. Such a gratifying moment. Soon to be followed by another. The 1911 IFA Shield Final. Calcutta Football Ground. Mohan Bagan versus East Yorkshire Regiment. It's what makes the story so far a journey. All the wins, losses, slips and slides, all the killings, the protests, all the thoughts, the hopes, the whispered, undreamt dreams finally found a focus, a target. 29th July 1911. The massive carnival that I began this story with. So let's go through the start once more, and maybe this time it'll hit you differently. Thousands of people had travelled to Calcutta that day. They came from everywhere, from Patna, from Dhaka, from Assam. Special trains were pressed into service. Steamer services were arranged to bring in people from rural Bengal. The city had never witnessed a spectacle of this kind. The city's iconic trams were struggling to cope. The mess bodies or boarding houses were well over capacity, but people still poured in. One of the attendees, Hemendra Kumar Roy, left us with a description that I thoroughly enjoyed the first time I read it.
But when I reached the ground that day, I saw 15-20 ranks of human wall, followed by small, medium and large platforms, each with countless people. Truth be told, I welled up. Am I going to miss the game on this day of days? Such is my luck. As I looked towards Eden Gardens, an idea flashed in my mind. I ran towards it, but I was not the first. People were hanging like bats from every tree that could be climbed. Just then, I met a friend. He managed to get hold of a tall ladder from the garden authorities. That helped us climb the steep part of a very long, difficult and hence unoccupied deodar tree. After reaching the top, grabbing hold of some leaves and branches, we saw the ground laid out in front of our eyes like a picture.
But as you can probably imagine, a lot of them were not fortunate enough to have a good view of the pitch. For them, the broadcasting team announced that they would fly kites whenever goals were scored. Black kite, Yorks, green kite, Bagan. Not a single person in the city's business district was in any mood to work. Street corners bustled with discussions, tea shops thronged with animated debates, and if you listen closely, everyone had only one thing on their minds. Will Mohun Bagan win the IFE Shield tournament? But for the Barefoot Boys, the 29th of July started somewhat differently.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Sunlight had just hit Kalighat. The stalls outside the Natamandir were silent, yet to open their doors. The face of the deity from Natamandir is visible even today. Our 12 men, dressed in the iconic maroon and green jerseys, stood on the banks of the Adi Ganga. The water was tranquil. The mariners waded in, stayed there a while, each lost in his own thoughts. After drying off in the Haldar house, they meditated at the Gorbugriho, the dimly lit altar of the Kali temple. Was all this routine prep? Well, no. Bagan was nervous, more than normal, and they weren't taking any chances. Come on, any team would have been anxious before playing against East Yorkshire. Firstly, their goalkeeper, Peter Creasy, was an outright legend, second only to Middlesex's Sergeant Piggott. They were led by a brilliant captain, centre-half and goal-scorer, Sergeant Jackson. And to top it all, Birch, Kluklas and Haywood were outstanding attackers-in-chief. And they had the numbers to show for it. They had scored 13 goals in 5 matches of this tournament.
Welcome to the final match of the 1911 Indian Football Association Shield. We have Mohun Bagan at the end of a wonderful journey in the tournament thus far.
Match time beckoned.
The referee, H.G. Puller, summons both teams onto the field. Mohun Bagan enters in their bright green and reds.
East Yorkshire, winning the toss, chose a side. At 5:30 p.m, Obhilash Ghosh headed to the centre spot for the kickoff.
Mohun Bagan are in fine form. The Bahaduri brothers, Shibdas and Bijoydas, are running circles around the East Yorkshire defence at the moment. They keep swapping positions to avoid the man-marking.
The large crowd behind the East Yorkshire goal egged the mariners on, but despite all efforts, the game was tied at 0-0 at the half-time mark.
One half is all that remains in the 1911 IFA Shield final.
Almost immediately, East Yorkshire upped the ante, literally marching towards the Bagan goal. They got a corner kick. The green and maroon goal wasn't breached, but
Ruchendra Sengupta, central defender, has conceded a foul. The free kick is in dangerous territory. Up steps Jackson, the captain of the East Yorkshire Regiment. He swings it. Oh, an excellent free kick!
At 6:15 p.m, a black kite went up in the Calcutta sky. Hiralal had been thwarted. The crowd fell silent. Was this the beginning of the end?
British army men, replica shields in hand, celebrate with joy.
Bagan's play dipped. Jackson and his men kept hogging the ball. More shots were taken at the Bagan goal. Hiralal saved some. The ones he missed, thankfully, missed the goal. But Shibdas Bhaduri had not come all this way to lose in the final.
Shibdas dribbles past Whitney, beats Scully, now Martin as well. The entire Middlesex defence is now behind Shibdas. But his position is not very favourable. If he waits to get a better angle, he may lose his moment. Will he shoot? Will he make that angle?
And he did.
By Jove. Astonishing. Simply astounding. This time, the green kite takes to the sky, and the stadium has awakened from its slumber. The whistles and tin drums have gone off. There is not a soul in the ground that is not dumbfounded by what has just happened. One of them being Yorkshire keeper Crazy, I'm sure. Oh, he's walking towards Shibdas. Wonder what's going on there. Looks like he's shaking the Buggan captain's hand. Well, that's good of him.
Yes, Peter Crazy, the wall that would not crumble, walked up to Shibdas Bhaduri, shook his hand and told him what a wonderful goal that was. I tell you, that goes a long way in soothing the injustice from the last match. The game was now tied. Level footing. 8 minutes remained. The East Yorks realized the danger. They withdrew their forwards into a deeper position. 3 minutes remained.
Manmohan Mukherjee has the ball down the right. He sprints forward and centers it to Shibdas, who passes it to Brother Bijodas. The older Bhaduri passes to Hubble Sarkar. The ball switches flanks and Kanu Roy receives the ball.
2 minutes remained.
Kanu plays a long cross to Shibdas. The captain still has two defenders to beat. Shibdas dribbles past them like a dancer. And oh, what's this? Abhilash Ghosh storms his way up the field. Will Shibdas Bhaduri see him?
1 minute remained.
Yes, he sees him. He passes to Abhilash. A perfect pass, not an inch here or there. Ghosh meets the ball head first, strikes it ferociously.
Another green kite. 20 seconds remained.
Jitendranath Roy rushes back to help in defence, but referee Puller has his eye on the time.
There was a moment's silence as the whistle cut through the clamour. And then the stadium just went mad. Gonin Murli could not believe his eyes. He rushed back home, sat at his table and with trembling hands started scribbling in his notepad.
The scene that followed was beyond description. Hats, handkerchiefs, umbrellas and sticks were waved and the tremendous cheering shook heaven and earth. It was as if the whole population had gone mad, and to compare it with anything would be to minimize the effect. There were great rejoicings in the students' messes in all parts of the city. In some places where the inmates returned rather early, there was illumination. Everywhere the streets were thronged with crowds, all mad with excitement. Shouts of hurrahs echoed and re-echoed from all parts of the town. The enthusiasm was universal. Young children became overjoyed to see the beaming appearance of their elders without realizing what the matter was.
It was a victory considered to be of both the Hindus and Muslims. It was a Bengali victory. It was an Indian victory. Next on Barefoot Boys, what happens when dreams come true? Bagan's victory affected every single aspect of Indian life and made every Indian feel like they were part of this win. Barefoot Boys is a Luminary original podcast produced by Rainshine Entertainment, and you've been listening to me, Konkona Sen Sharma. Gaurav Vaz is our executive producer, Vivek Madan is our director and script supervisor. Barefoot Boys is based on original research by Shankhudeep Sengupta and Vikram Shah. Our writing team was led by Vivek Madan, Vikram Shah and Archana Nathan, who wrote these episodes along with Shankhudeep Sengupta, Nevin Thomas, Orko Bhattacharya and Amal Shias. We recorded the podcast at Island City Studios with Asher Balsara. Sachi Rajadhaksh is our sound designer and audio producer, and Ayandi mixed and mastered these episodes. And most of all, thanks to the Omor Akadosh, 11 men who did the impossible, who taught a country to dream and for a brief moment showed us what freedom felt like long before we were free.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.